This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its seventh day as Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. A hospital in southern Israel and two towns near Tel Aviv were struck after a barrage of Iranian missiles. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is set to meet with UK, French, German and EU officials in Geneva tomorrow in a push for de-escalation. Meanwhile, the head of Russia's nuclear agency warned that any Israeli strike on Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant could trigger a disaster akin to Chernobyl. The facility, located on the Persian Gulf coast, is staffed partly by Russians and is Iran's only operational nuclear plant. Meanwhile, the US Embassy in Israel has instructed its personnel to shelter in place and is working to assist American citizens in leaving the country. The government is intensifying efforts to evacuate its citizens from conflict-hit Iran and Israel. 110 Indian students have already reached New Delhi. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said the government has received over 350 evacuation requests from Indian nationals in Iran. As part of Operation Sindhu, India has also begun evacuating citizens from Israel. The Ministry of External Affairs said Indian nationals will be facilitated to travel via land borders and then flown to India. The Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv is coordinating the effort and has urged the citizens to register at www.indembassyisrael.gov.in. A 24/7 control room has been set up at the embassy. Indian citizens in Israel are urged to stay vigilant, follow safety guidelines issued by Israeli authorities, and remain in contact with the embassy. India has emerged as the third fastest growing nation in power generation capacity globally over the past 5 years, following China and the US. According to the latest report by the International Energy Agency, factors such as the expansion of commercial and residential spaces, increased ownership of air conditioners and other household appliances, and growing demand from industries have contributed to this growth. The Union Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan, has said that the youth have to play an important role in fulfilling the resolution to make the country developed by 2047. Mr. Pradhan was addressing the 9th convocation of Rajasthan Central University near Ajmer today. He said that making India a powerful country in the coming 2 decades is a collective commitment of the citizens of the country, and this resolution will be fulfilled. In the aftermath of the recent plane crash tragedy in Ahmedabad, nearly 215 DNA samples of the deceased have been successfully identified as of 6 p.m. today. Ahmedabad Civil Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi told the media that 198 bodies have been handed over to their families. He said the state government, in collaboration with central agencies, has been expediting the forensic and legal formalities to support the grieving families. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. These events, scheduled for the 21st of June, will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
In Sikkim, all preparations are in place for the smooth conduct of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, which begins tomorrow. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur will flag off the first batch of 36 pilgrims along with two Ministry of External Affairs officials at Nathula Pass. Our correspondent reports that each batch will take 10 to 11 days to complete the Yatra. There will be a total of 10 batches that will undertake Kailash Mansarovar Yatra this year from Nathula in Sikkim. And that is the end of this news bulletin.